Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
My Lord, I am forever grateful to you for what you have done for me and for my people.
Do not doubt my love for you and my esteem for you and for your people. You and Mordecai have proven yourselves to be true and faithful. And that is enough for me.
O King, live forever. Blessings on you and on your house.
King Xerxes remains on the throne for almost 10 years. And, throughout that time, Mordecai is the second in command in the empire. He continues to work for the good of his people and to speak up for the welfare of all their descendants. And Hadassah, the young orphan who becomes Queen Esther, continues to win the favor and adoration of those within and without the royal court.
In the Book of Esther, Mordecai, who raises his orphaned younger cousin as his own, can be seen as a type of Christ. He is an intercessor and savior figure. Mordecai intercedes on behalf of the Jewish people when he discovers a plot to assassinate King Ahasuerus. Jesus is the ultimate intercessor and savior for humanity, offering himself as a sacrifice to save people from sin and death. Mordecai, as a type of Christ, demonstrates self-sacrifice and humility. His loyalty to his people, and his willingness to risk his life for their well-being, prefigures Christ's sacrificial love and humility in laying down his life for humanity. Mordecai is a main character in a story of redemption and deliverance. His actions lead to the salvation and deliverance of the Jewish people from the wicked plot of Haman. Likewise, Jesus' redemptive work on the cross brings spiritual deliverance and salvation to those who believe in him. Mordecai factors in a story of promotion and exaltation. After his role in saving the king is revealed, he is promoted and honored by the king. In a similar way, Jesus is exalted and given the name above every name for his obedience and sacrifice. As we consider Mordecai as a type of Christ, we see evidence that he is a defender of the oppressed. Mordecai's protection of Esther as his adopted daughter and his care for her prefigure Christ's role as the defender of the weak, oppressed, and vulnerable. Esther can also be understood as a type of Christ. We begin with her hidden identity and her humility. Esther's Jewish identity is initially kept hidden from others, just as Jesus' divine identity as the Son of God was not widely known during his earthly ministry. Both Esther and Jesus display humility in their missions. Jesus could have lauded his status over others. He does not. Esther shows deference both to her older cousin and to the king. She too is an intercessor and savior figure. Esther intercedes on behalf of her people before the king, risking her life to save them from destruction. Similarly, Jesus intercedes for believers before God the Father. He is the ultimate savior who sacrifices himself for humanity's redemption. Esther's willingness to risk her life for her people demonstrates her self-sacrifice and courage. Likewise, Jesus shows ultimate courage and love by sacrificing himself on the cross for the salvation of humanity. Esther finds favor with the king, who extends his golden scepter to her, allowing her to approach him. Similarly, believers find favor with God through Christ's mediation and can boldly approach the throne of grace. Esther's actions lead to the deliverance of her people from destruction, symbolizing Christ's work of deliverance and salvation for believers. And so, both Esther and Mordecai are types of Christ. In this book, we gain a deeper understanding of divine providence, deliverance from destruction, substitutionary sacrifice, hidden identity and revelation, and victory over enemies. These themes reveal more about who Jesus is. And yes, we learn these things, even though the Book of Esther is the only book in the Bible that does not explicitly mention or directly reference God. For these reasons, this book was somewhat controversial in its inclusion in the canon. The process of determining which books would be included in the biblical canon was a complex and lengthy one, particularly in the case of the Old Testament. While there is limited historical information regarding specific debates about the Book of Esther's inclusion, it is generally believed that it faced some level of scrutiny before ultimately being accepted into the Jewish and Christian canons. Several factors likely contributed to the acceptance of the Book of Esther. This book was well known and revered among Jewish communities. It was celebrated annually during the Festival of Purim, which commemorates the events described in the book. The Book of Esther held a significant place in Jewish religious and cultural life. The Book of Esther addresses themes of God's providence, the preservation of the Jewish people, and the celebration of Purim as a time of joy and deliverance. These themes resonated with the religious beliefs and historical experiences of the Jewish people. The Book of Esther fills a historical gap in the biblical narrative, describing events during the Persian period, a crucial time in Jewish history. It provides insight into the experiences of Jews living in the diaspora and their relationship with the Persian Empire. The inclusion of the Book of Esther in the Jewish canon was ultimately determined by Jewish authorities and scholars who evaluated its religious and historical significance. Their acceptance of the book contributed to its place in the Jewish scriptures.
I was dismissive of Hadassah when she was a young woman, but I have learned some valuable lessons. We should never underestimate the power of one person to make a difference. Hadassah was a young woman who was not in a position of power. However, she was able to use her influence to save her people from destruction. We can all make a difference in the world, no matter how small our role may seem. We should always be willing to stand up for what we believe in, even if it means facing danger. Both Hadassah and her cousin Mordecai were willing to do whatever it took to save our people. We should never give up hope, no matter how hopeless the situation may seem. Hadassah faced many challenges, but she never gave up hope. She knew that Adonai was with her, and she trusted that he would help her to save us.
Just as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refused to bow before an image set up on the plains of Dura, so too I determined that I would not bow down and worship any mortal man. I questioned whether my decision was out of pride or out of misguided principle. But, upon reflection, I believe that I was being faithful to God's will. For years, I sat at the palace gate, as a lowly official, desiring only that God empower me to do my job to the best of my ability. He blessed me, and used me, to win the favor of a king, and to play a role in ensuring the safety of my people. I have learned to trust in God's guidance and sovereignty, even in challenging and uncertain circumstances.
I dreamed of being a princess. But when I had those dreams, my thoughts and intentions were selfish. I was enchanted by the idea of living in a palace, wearing royal garments, having ladies in waiting, and throwing banquets. Little did I imagine that Adonai would allow this dream to come true, not for self-indulgent reasons, but so that I could be in a position to save my people. I could not have become queen had Vashti not lost her crown. She refused to obey the king's command to appear before him and his guests, and she was banished from the kingdom as a result. However, she was a woman of principle. She knew the consequence for not obeying. Yet, she stood up for what she believed in, even in the face of danger. She showed the women of the realm the importance of standing up for principle. She also showed them that they did not have to obey men who were unjust or tyrannical. My cousin, Mordecai, is a man of great faith. He knew that God was his protector, and that he would not be harmed if he obeyed God's law. He also knew that if he bowed down to Haman, he would be denying his faith and his God. So he stood firm, even though he knew that it would mean death. He took the lead in organizing fasting and prayer among the Jews in response to the crisis, demonstrating the importance of communal leadership during difficult times. Now, his wisdom and leadership are being leveraged in the service of the empire. And he is reaping the rewards of his faithfulness. Now, from this day forward, the Feast of Purim will celebrate the deliverance of the Jewish people. It will be a time to remember God's goodness and to thank him for his protection. It will also be a time to have fun and to enjoy the company of friends and family.